Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria en Mbombela 29, Johannesburg 28. Die Activists and Citizens Forum sê president Cyril Ramaphosa het die mense van Suid-Afrika in die steek gelaat. Dit volg na inwoners van Westbury in Johannesburg, Gauteng, die week die strate ingevaar het oor 'n gebrek aan skoon drinkwater en ander basiese dienste. Dennis Bloem van die forum voer aan dat toestande onder Ramaphosa se leierskap vererger het.
The people of Westbury is not the only people that are always in the streets burning tires to protest for basic services. President Ramaphosa have asked questions at the so-called national dialogue, questions that he is supposed to answer.
Die organisasie teen belastingmisbruik het bevestig dat hulle regstappe in die Hooggeregshof van Johannesburg sal voorsit om die voormalige uitvoerende hoof van Johannesburg Property Company, Helen Botus, as 'n onbevoegde direkteur te laat verklaar. Botus beplan om die aansoek te verdedig wat poog om te verhoed dat sy in die toekoms enige direkteurskap kan beklee. Alta se Stephanie Fick.
Ons hou haar ook aanspreeklik vir haar rol in JPC se onwettige COVID-19 verkrygings. Vir die stad Johannesburg en JPC het Botus die dag na Alta ons saak aangekondig het as JPC-direkteur verwyder. Ons hoop nie die stad of JPC betaal vir haar regskoste nie.
Die nasionale polisiekommissaris Fani Masemola sê Gauteng sal binne 'n maand sy eie taakspan kry om politieke moorde te ondersoek. Dit volg nadat 121 dossiere wat van KwaZulu-Natal na Gauteng is oorgeplaas is, weer teruggestuur word na KwaZulu-Natal. Masemola sê die Gautengse taakspan se werkswyse sal soortgelyk wees aan die van KwaZulu-Natal.
We have number of unresolved cases in Gauteng that are murder of politicians and also taxi related that are quite complex. So we will be having such a team in Gauteng.
En die waarnemende Amerikaanse prokureur-generaal van Minnesota, Joseph Thompson, sê die aanvaller wat woensdag by 'n katolieke skool begin skiet het, was behep met die idee om kinders dood te maak. Twee kinders, 8 en 10 jaar oud, is dood. 18 ander mense is gewond.
The shooter left behind hundreds of pages of writings. Writings that describe the shooter's plan, mental state, and more than anything, writings that describe the shooter's hate. There appears to be only one group who the shooter admired, were the school shooters and mass murderers that are notorious in this country.
Ek is Simeon Pinar, top story this hour. Activist and Citizens Forum accuse Ramaphosa of failing citizens.
Thank you so much, Emil. 9:03. Welcome to the Work Zone. If you just joined us, news and sport on jacarandafm.com. Hy is eintlik Emil, maar dit is my noemnaam vir hom. Ek noem hom Emil. Gelukkige Vrydag, ouwe. Huh?
Ja, to you too. Finally, yeah. It's yeah.
Listen, there's a lot that's here. I heard Alex J speak now about springtime. And you know what? We all have sinus something. So if I sound a little bit sexy today with my voice, it's because sinusitis has... Ons wag vir die reën in Gauteng, hè? So I feel it with you. I really do. You always tell me how your health is. So good morning. I also got it. Just quickly, Ekurhuleni, there's a taxi strike. So taxi services are suspended. If you are, as jy werkgewer is en jy wag vir iemand vandag, dan is dit waarskynlik omdat hulle sukkel om by die werk uit te kom. So ons vra vir geduld. Ekurhuleni region is due to an industrial action taxi operators that's striking. So this is what's popping up. I'll keep you up to date here. And then Emil, on your side from the newsroom.
We received communication from Santaco. They say that they are busy in negotiations with the Ekurhuleni Taxi Association to ensure that everything goes ahead. But according to them, there's no provincial wide strike in taxis.
Okay, so there is no strike according to the newsroom. Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it. We'll keep you up to date. Maybe it changes by 10. Ne?
Yes, I'll keep up to date.
Okay, thank you, Emil. You call me sick.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop.
Get ready.
On